Well, I think a lot of people, when they hear the word stimming, they tend to think of things like head hitting and flapping, which obviously form part of it. But stimming is a perfectly normal and natural behavior for the most part that is born out of a need to self-regulate. So it's a self-regulating behavior for most, or self-stimulatory behavior. I can't say that word very easily. Stimulatory. And it is often associated with repetitive actions. So it can be a whole range of things. It can be whole body. So rocking, can be a whole body, stim, or it can be parts of the body. So it can be clicking, picking, or it can be an object. So using a fidget or, a repetitive behavior of something that's external to the body. And as I said, it can be things like hand flapping and rocking and things like that, which is often what people associate it with. But it can be a whole range of other things like repetitive words. So some people will repeat a word over and over again. It can be like even a vocal stim. So it can be like a and that can be born out of, again, that repetitive vocal, or it could be vibration. It can be visual. So like, flattering things in front of or spinning something. Can be like a stim as well, or tactile, which can be like rubbing something, or picking, squishing, and auditory is another aspect. So all our senses can be stims. So with auditory, it can be, and this is one that I didn't even see as a stim until I started to sort of look at it a little bit more extensively. Listening to a song on repeat is a form of regulation. I have a safe mood, I mean, and in a sense, that is a stim. There's one movie. I don't know if I want to confess what it is because
Oh, you have to now. You started it.
it's perfect.
All right. Okay.